I covered that war on and off for the whole American period from 1959 until the end. I had covered it for many years before from the French point of view, from the French angle. I've been back to Vietnam a couple of times. And I look back with a kind of astonishment that this country, this place, that if I go back to my young days as a reporter in 1950, this place I probably could never have identified on a map, nor I think could most Americans, became such an important element in my life, both professionally and personally. And today, when I speak about Vietnam and talk to people about Vietnam, and even talk to people, to young people who weren't born when the first American combat troops went in, I begin to realize that this remote, at least for us, remote part of the world, this remote little corner that Lyndon Johnson used to refer to or dismiss as this pissant little country, has become so much a part of American culture. It's become part of the movies, it's become part of the music, it's become more part of the literature of America. You don't have to identify Vietnam anymore on a map.